The Federal Recovery Accountability and Transparency Board has a mid-October deadline to complete work on version B 2.0.
The version 2.0.
Okay, version 2.0 of recovery.gov.
My bad.
Typo. That's the website supposed to give citizens a chance to track federal stimulus spending down to their own neighborhoods. Now, the board has officially issued its request for proposal to find a company to redesign the site, and our own Max Kakis has been following it, joining us now live with a preview of a story for tomorrow morning's Federal Drive.
Amy and Chris, there's a very short window of opportunity between now and this Friday for companies that want to bid on the work to develop the next iteration of recovery.gov. We spoke to Ed Pound, the Director of Communications for the Recovery Board, who outlined what the successful bidder is going to be working on.
The proposal is being handled for us by the General Services Administration, the management operation for the federal government, and they sent out a proposal several days back in which, to redesign the website. And this is going to include building a database with a capacity to hold large amounts of recipient data, and this is a big deal for us because we want this website to be user friendly for the public, and time is of the essence here. We have to get this contract awarded because we have other contracts in the pipeline too, and we have to have this all ready by October when we are going to be receiving many. Reports from recipients of the Recovery Act funds.
And Ed, what's the status of the proposal for the redesign work right now?
Well, it's out there, and the way it works, Max, is we have put this out on what they call a government-wide acquisition contract, which means 59 companies bid to get on that contract sometime back, and these are IT companies. And so this particular procurement, GSA is limiting to these 59 companies because of the speed with which we have to handle this particular effort, to get this job done. So these 59 companies have the right to bid for this work. And when that is going to be done is really, finished. I think it'll be fairly soon, but it has to be done. This has to be handled by the GSA. Now, had we not done this, let's say we had gone into what is known as a full and open competition, GSA informs me that the average time is 268 days, which I think most Americans and people who are really interested in this website would think would be far too long.
Last week on the Daily Debrief, the Sunlight Foundation's Clay Johnson said they were planning on bidding on the work to redesign recovery.gov. Ed Pound with the Recovery Board says he'd welcome their input on the redesign.
Depending on who, if they wanted to bid with somebody, they could be a subcontractor. I don't think there'd be any prohibition on that. Obviously they could, my understanding of it is that they could be to bid on this as a sub, they could be a sub for one of the 59 companies.
I also asked Pound if there are any other technical projects for the redo of recovery.gov that are pending.
Our board's technical staff identified the EPA Central Data Exchange as one of our critical needs. And the Central Data Exchange, is known by the acronym CDX, it's a point of entry portal for EPA environmental data, which EPA collects from states and industries, and it's going to serve now as a point of entry portal for recovery.gov and stakeholders. So, in other words, when recipients file data, they'll be filing it through this portal, and so we're working hard on that and with EPA right now to set that up.
And Chris and Amy tomorrow morning on the Federal Drive, a little more on how the Recovery Board and the GSA are trying to expedite the development work on the next version of recovery.gov.
And it's been kind of fast, actually.
Oh, yeah.
And it's funny because I was talking to a bunch of people and they were saying, well, does this mean that the initial recovery.gov didn't work? And mm-hmm. I said, I think they always planned on doing a couple iterations of this. They're learning as they go along my sense of it. And this, I keep saying this over and over again, this has never been done before.
Well, that's a very important point to make, Chris, because if you think about it, we've done in our coverage on XBRL, the Extensible Business Reporting Language, yep. Markup language, if you look at the state of Missouri's website, that is there, that is sort of recovery.gov like. That's a website that was several years in development using state resources and state programmers. So it took that.
And they
much
also
time.
Have a standard format for all information
right.
across government agencies.
That's
so
right.
It's a very different planet. We also, just to remind folks, on mm-hmm. Friday we talked to Clay Johnson from mm-hmm. Sunlight Labs,
right.
and they're actually bidding and they're developing online mm-hmm. a bid where they're actually going to try and bid on this thing. Now, I think it ends up being a little bit academic because this has gone out through the Alliant contract.
Right.
Correct?
This is and that's one of the things that we're going to get into tomorrow morning. We asked Ed Pound to expand on that a little bit, and he said that under the rules, because GSA is brokering the contract for this, they are able to limit it to the 59 companies under the Alliant contract that are under the Alliant banner right now. And part of that was to expedite this. It's a very compelling case that if they were to open this up, that make this wide open, 284 days for the average contract.
Yep.
You know, I mean, that's a story in and of itself. And I think there's probably, you know, a lot of people would probably tell you there's a very good reason for why it's like that. But in this case, they don't have 284 days. If by their own admission, by Earl Devaney, the head of the recovery board and the president and the vice president, they're under a lot of pressure to get this done and get this going. So you cannot take 284 days.
And a lot of eyeballs watching them.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So more on Tuesday, huh?
More tomorrow on the Federal Drive, on the Federal Drive with
no,
Tom
you're right.
and Jane
yeah.
Morris.
This is a daily debrief.
Yeah.
Yeah. So more tomorrow with Tom and Jane.
Tom and Jane. And then also on the Federal, on federalnewsradio.com. I speak for a living on the radio.
There you go.
You can tell I did very well.